Okay, so we have mitzvah yud in our series here on the Minchas Chinuch, and that is mitzvah of achilas matzah, and clearly we're speaking specifically about the mitzvah of the chova of eating matzah, which is at the Seder, of course, midaraisa on the first night, and midarabanan, if you live in Chutz Laaretz, on the first two nights. We're not discussing, although this is its own topic, I have a shiur on it, maybe it'll be a Sunday chug at some point in the next week or two, the mitzvah of matzah the rest of the chag, is that which should be a question mark at the end of the sentence. Is there a mitzvah of matzah called Shiva? Is it just the Seder, or is it also throughout the Chag? It's clear from what I just read from the Sefer Chinuch, and that's based on Gemara's, that the chiyuv, the obligation to eat matzah, is only at the Seder. The question is, does that mean that the rest of the holiday, Pesach Chametz, is not matzah is nothing? You know, you eat gefilte fish, I eat matzah, but, you know, you like herring, like what's the difference? It's just a matter of taste? Or is it, or diet? Or is there what we would call a mitzvah kiyumis? It's not a chiyuv, I'm not obligated to do it, but if I do it, I get a mitzvah. That's a big hak, that's a big discussion. There are diukim in Rishonim, there's a famous position of the Vilna Gaon. Not our topic. We're focusing now on the matzah that you eat at the Seder. Mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah at the Seder. So one of the factors, which the Chinuch alludes to, in general, the Sefer Chinuch, he tells you the basis of the mitzvah, and then he mentions a few of the dinim that are discussed. He doesn't get into the deep discussions, but he mentions one of them, which we know from Pesach, is that there's something called, what we call colloquially, shmura matzah, or the shimur of the matzah. This matzah has to be, quote-unquote, guarded. There's a big discussion in the Gemara, which we may or may not touch on in what we learn in a moment, about what stage of the process, right? So there's the harvesting of the wheat, the katsira, then there's the lisha, then there's the kneading, then there's the fia. There's different stages of the process, and it's a big machlokas, even already discussed in the Gemara. How early in the process do you need this special shimur? We generally try to be machmir, you know, from the earliest possible stage, but the Gemara always discusses, you know, bidi eved, you know, what would be the bare minimum. But this idea that it has to be, there's what's called shmura matzah, or the shimur of the matzah. But the Minchas Chinuch is going to dive in now, if we see the sheet, he's going to dive into the details of this, and we'll see, I think, a very interesting machlokes, or potentially machlokes and chakira. And to make things a little fun, there's a famous Reb Chaim, which I will see to complement the Minchas Chinuch. I gave you a brief snippet of that on the sheet, but hopefully we can get to that. So let's take a look in at the Minchas Chinuch right at the top of your sheet. I am Sochim Taf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, where the Gemara discusses in there, Chalos Toda Urekikei Nazir, right? If you have a Karban Toda, you bring all these, what's called Chalos. Now the Chalos, all the minchas are really what you and I would call matzah, but they are called in the Torah the chalos toda of the carbon toda, or the wafers, the rakikim of the carbon of the nazir. And in all those cases, those exist already, and they're not chametzik. They exist anyway. So let's say you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you see some extra nazir wafers, some extra chalos toda. Can you use those for my seder? So says the Gemara explicitly, Eino yotze behem. And how does the Gemara know you are not yotze with them? Because the pasuk says in Shmos, pasuk Yizayin, ushmartem es ha-matos. That's the basis that you need to have shimur. You have to watch or guard the matos. Mishtameres l'shem matza. They have to be guarded, says the Gemara. Davka l'shem matza. Have to have been guarded for the purpose of Pesach. Yotze, to exclude, she'enu mishtameres l'shem matza. In such case, lo yotze. So those were guarded, but they were guarded for the Karban Toda. They were guarded for the Nazir, for a different purpose. The Gemara here has a Chiddush. It's not enough that they were guarded. As far as we know, they're not Kamistic, but rather they have to be the shame matzah and not the shame other things. So commenting on that Gemara, very famous and important Rashi. Says Rashi, Upirish Rashi, Kol Shimur Sh'ata Mishamra, Shalo Tachmit, all the guarding which you do, that it shouldn't become chametz, hiskavein l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. It should be done for the purpose of eating at the Seder, the matzah mitzvah. Yotzezu, that comes to exclude, shelo nishtamra l'shem matzah shel mitzvah matzah pesach. To exclude anything that was guarded for something else. So what do we see from this? Imkein mevuar, it's our shimur l'shma, v'gzeres akasav k'mo karbanos. Right, there's a halacha called, you see, apparently, evidently, of lishma, that they have to be guarded for the purpose of this specific mitzvah, not stam, but for this particular mitzvah, like we know by, for example, karbanos. Karbanos have to be, there's certain things that have to be done lishma, as the Gemara says in Zvachim Dav Dalid, and furthermore, by a get, Ksiva Saget, Gittin Dav Chav. V'chein Mavur Kan, not only that, we have another example when it comes to Pesach. Daf Mem Amar Aleph, Emsachim, Betseko Shel Nachri. Let's say you have, you know, I don't know, like Wonder Bread or something. In other words, it wasn't even made for, you know, for a Jew. They were just Betseko Shel Nachri. But, as the Gemara makes it clear, for some reason, somehow, you knew they're not Chametz. You know that they're not Chametz. But they're totally, it's not just that they were made for a mitzvah, but a different mitzvah. They weren't made for any mitzvah. So it says, the Gemara B'teko Shal Nachrim, Adem Amalei Kreishu Mehem, Ubevaj Yechol Kazayis Masa Bachrona. You could eat them on Pesach. Amalei Kreishu, you can overeat. You can go to the tea room at your Pesach program and eat as much as you want on them. Even on Leil Seder. But, you still have to have a Kazayis of quote-unquote regular Masa. What do you see from that Gemara? Says the Mechas Sinuch, yet again, that apparently you need the special halacha for the mitzvah, the Seder, of Lishma, of Shimur Matzah. Because you see from these Gemaras that even something that's not Chametz, or letting you eat it on Pesach, obviously not Chametz, and yet it doesn't count for the mitzvah you have to have, an extra Kezayis. So it continues the Minchas Minuch. Bahai, B'tzeko Shal Nachrim, Kol Hashitos, HaKol Ponim, Yedina Vadish Lo Nischametz. As I mentioned before, obviously if we're letting you eat it, then we know at the very minimum that it's not Chametz. Ein Sham, the Rashi, the Ran, the Rosh, Ach V'kol Makom, Ein Yotzei Ide Chovos HaMitzvah, the Lo Nishtamer L'Shem Matzas Mitzvah. So far so good? Yeah. So far pretty straightforward, right? No questions yet. So one more source, and then we'll see things are going to get a little bit more tricky. Not very tricky, but a little bit more tricky. Achein Hu B'chulin, the Gemara Chulin, Daf Dalet, Abad Aleph, Matzas Kuti, right? Who are the Kutim? The Kutim were that sect that sort of converted, but we're not positive how sincere their conversion was. We don't know exactly what the story with their conversion was. And basically, there were certain mitzvahs which they kept, and those that they kept even better than the regular Jews. Others that they didn't keep, those that they kept, we could rely on them for. Those that they didn't keep, we obviously didn't rely on them for. Eventually, right? That's the story. Then eventually, we realized that they were fake. But for a while, they were like quasi, so to speak, in the mishpucha. So, or in and out of the mishpucha. So says the Gemara, Matas Kuti, again, there was actually different opinions in the Gemara, but this is, I think, the last opinion of the Gemara, that Matas Kuti, it's muteres. And not only that, Yotzi Yedecho Vatzav Pesach. So this is going further now. The Kuti is not a guy. The Kuti is this quasi-Jew, or maybe Jew, and their matzahs, not only can you eat on Pesach, but evidently we think maybe, at least according to this opinion, you can be Yotzi for your mitzvah to Seder. Umaksha Hashas, so the Gemara asks, Pshita, you know, if it's mutter to eat, that must mean it's not chametz. So isn't it obvious that you can fulfill your mitzvah? So Pirush Rashi, commenting on that, says Rashi, Kevin de mutter le'echol, once you say it's already mutter to eat, why wouldn't you have thought it? That you could do it? And what's the answer? My answer is mutarit, ma'ahu desema belo b'ki b'shimur. We're worried that even though they know, basically, you know, I don't know, that it's supposed to be 18 minutes, or they know that, you know, if matzah has certain cracks, the Gemara gives certain physical signs of the way the matzah forms as it heats up. If there's cracks in this design or that design, that is what the Gemara used to use as signs of, you know, whether it has, from a chemical perspective, do we assume that it has become chametz or not. So maybe they know basically the halakos, so they know basically what to do, but they don't know, perhaps, what to do, they're not experts in the actual shimur. Uperish Rashi, and Rashi explains on that, final part of the Gemara, af eino chametz, maybe we know, they know enough not to make it like obviously or clearly chametz, but who said that they were really, they knew enough that they were watching it and guarding it, l'shein the mitzvah. So that's three different Gemaras, two in Sachim, one in Chulin, Rekike Nazir and Chalos Toda, Betekel Shel Nachri, Matzah Shel Kuti, and all three of these places, says Minchas Sinuch, it seems clear, building up the case. So there's this element of Lishma for Matzah. Ayin Sham, the Vuar, Lehedja, we see clearly from all these cases, the Matzah Smitzvah, Gzer Sakosov, the Bo'i, Shimor, Lishma. Clear that you definitely need Shimor, Lishma, and again, Rashi in all these places makes it clear that there is a mitzvah of lishma when it comes to matzah. However, you're on the sheet, right? Stand still on the Rav HaMagid? What are you up to? Still has it, right? Okay, good. However, Barava Magid, look at the Magid Mishnah, who points out, who's Kosov, De'ena Mavur Barambam. All this sounds good from the Gemara. It's clear in Rashi, but not in the Rambam. Eino mavur barambam, in Shimur, because when the Rambam brings down Shimur, it's not clear im yesh eiz the chiluk bein matzah shel mitzvah l'shar matzah. Is it really true that there's some special need of l'shma, which we've been building the case for? We think it's pretty clear from the Gemara. So that's what Rashi says. Is it really true that that requires l'shma to fulfill your matzah at the Seder? Ach mirakasa perachas alchi yigimol. Mish Engle Ella Kazai Samatha Mishumeris, etc. Then the riff, did I give you some shears that I do I no I didn't. Okay, let's skip. Okay, fine. The Khaim the Perik Vav Lochotes Kosva Rambam, Halos Todo Rukiki Nazar. In the Argamaris, right? Doesn't the Rambam have to the Argamaris? So the Rambam does quote that, Ain Yotaman, but what's the reason? Hatam the Khsiv Ushmartha Samatos, Yotazush and Mishumaris El Shem Zevach Karaba. So in order to understand this, let's look at the Rambams on the sheet. I gave you the Rambam. It turns out that it's even more unclear than the Mishchas Chinuch notes. It's true, as we shall see in a moment here. Take a look at the first Rambam. This is the famous Rambam, and you'll see for a lot of people this is what the Mishchas Chinuch was really working off of. And for a lot of people, this becomes a very big machlokus in the Rambam and Rashi, because the Rambam, when he brings down the mitzvah of Shmur Amasa, says Mishum Shenemar Shmart Matamasa. So this is the basic halacha in general. There's a halacha of Shmur Amasa on Pesach. Klomar he's haruba matza. Be very careful. Shomru Osam Mechol Tzadchinu. You know, watch it from every direction. Never take your eyes off it. Be very careful from any grain product you eat on Pesach. Make sure that it doesn't get any water on it once it's been harvested. Right? Until you're ready to actually grind it, make the flour, because then boom, 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 18 minutes, the clock is ticking. But if while you're, you know, bringing it, I don't know, from the wheat fields of Nebraska or Kansas, wherever they grow exactly wheat, and you're bringing it, you know, to Borough Park, to the Haima Shemata factory, make sure there's no water, make it be so careful. Don't just stomp. You know, we're not allowed to eat trait, we're not allowed to eat chazer, so don't you have a Mashiach watching? Yeah, but this is, no, Mikol Tzad Shal, be even more careful than usual, be super duper duper vigilant, make sure nothing happens to it. Okay, that's all very nice. What is completely absent from this Rambam?
Any
positive, affirmative requirement of Lishma. It's all about the Sur Meira, if you will. It's all about avoiding the problem. Make sure, Chas V'Shalom, that there's no problem of Chametz. Be super duper duper careful. And therefore, he explains some of these Gemaras that even it's true that a Karban Todah and the Rekike Nazir also are not supposed to be Chametz. But it's not Kareis. Even for that, how careful will a person be? Oh, so that, if you just stop here, you just have this Rambam, which it seems to be what the Magen Mishnah is working off of, in many places you'll see, they seem to say, it's a machlokas, is there a mitzvah of Shmur Matzah? Right, they sell it to you, right? They raise the prices and everything, Shmur Matzah. But what does that mean? And what requirement was it? So many people will tell you it's a machlokas, Rashi and the Rambam. The Rashi thinks there is a mitzvah of Lishma, and the Rambam thinks there isn't. One of the places where this has become in the last, I don't know, is it 100 years exactly? I can't remember how many years it's been exactly. A massive nafkamina is machine made matzahs. There's a lot. When they first invented the most rudimentary, basic machines to make matzah, there was a lot of reasons to be nervous about those because they couldn't clean them so well, and they were taka worried that might be more chametz problems because it'd be leftover dough and crumbs, and then it would, you know, you'd have things mixing in from not 18 minutes and the oil and all sorts of technical problems. Plus, classic, you know, again, not to get off topic, but it's fascinating when you read some of the original sources when they started out with the machines. It's a lot of it is kind of, it's a macro and microeconomic issue because there were all sorts of people whose livelihoods depended on them. So you could make the macroeconomic argument, yes, but if you reduce the cost of matzah for everybody, then there's more money in the economy to go around. And therefore, these five people who lost their job in the matzah baking factory, but in the end, the high tide will lift all boats, even them. Or do you look at, right, but that's not the way, at least the Rabbanim, at least initially, they weren't economists. Yeah, I'm sure that's debatable from an economic perspective, I'm guessing. But the point is, they were not economists. They were just saying, listen, we have these five almanas you know, who work in the matzah baking factory, if you go machine, you're going to put them out of business. But this is the classic issue, which we're dealing with, obviously, in our generation even more. As the world gets more automated, you have all sorts of industries that are going to be, you know, so for society it may be better, but it's not necessarily better for those people. Anyway, all sorts of other things. But but if you strip away all of that, or you account for all of that, there's still a fundamental problem. If you assume, like Rashi, like the pashas of the Gemaras, that there's a mitzvah of lishma by matzah, can the machine create lishma? Presumably you need a bar chayuv, you need a human being who is, you know, with the dough, l'shem mitzvah matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah, right? So how, if the machine's doing it, so what's your suggestion?
What if it's a person who's pushing the button?
Excellent! Oh, good! So some of the poskim who advocate for that hold that that's sufficient. We'll have to see, maybe by the end of the shir, there's an important minchas chinuch that might, the second minchas chinuch on the bottom of the sheet, might actually support what you just said. But that's all part of the discussion. So some have suggested, well, maybe according to Rashi it's a problem, but according to the Rambam, second generation, third generation, whatever, once you work the kinks out of the machine, and presumably now at this point the machine is as good or better than, you know, than human, kind of like the big blue of matzah machines. So some have suggested that's machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. And maybe according to the Rambam, Taka, there shouldn't be an issue. However, it's clear it's not so simple for the Rambam. And this is what people sometimes miss out on, because there's two other Rambam. And this is the second one. The first one, the second one on the sheet, is one that Michal Sinach alluded to at the end. There, on Chalos Todor Kika Nazir, Shosar Sam Latzmo, Ein Yotzin Ben Shinemar, Ushvart Metamatos, Mata Mishtamer Shal Inyan Matza Bilvad, Ish Yotzin Avalzu Mishtamer Shal Inyan Zevach. Now, how do you read that? Is that saying you need an affirmative lishma? It certainly could be read that way, right? And there's another one. We talked about the Seiko Shal Nachri, or sometimes called your Isas HaKlovim, you know, things that are made, you know, even just for the shepherd, just very, very cheap kind of loaves. You wouldn't even mind feeding it to the dog, so to speak, but again, obviously something that's at least minimally edible. Bizman, again, so it wasn't being made dafka for Pesach, that's for sure. Bizman sha'roim ochlin, as long as they're barely edible enough that the shepherd would eat it, yotzi b'nechavosa, another person would eat it on Pesach, they'd be yotzi. Ein rom ochlin b'mena, but if not, ein yotzeba, she'ein zu m'shameres, l'shem matzah. Boom. So here, at least, for sure, the middle one, maybe, but this Rambam, for sure, seems to be saying, he sounds like Rashi. So what's going on? So there's a longer b'chaim on this, but I just gave you a punchline, not to be cliched about it. It is worth probably seeing the Reb Chaim itself. It says the Reb Chaim, the next source, Hine, the Ikra Hadin Shimur L'Shem Matzah, Trei Dine Yesh Bazeh. Right, people always talk about Reb Chaim and the two dinim. You don't actually always see that when you read Reb Chaim. But this is actually Reb Chaim that says the Trei Dinim. There's two dinim. Chara Etza Maitza Hashimur, Shetzarch L'Shamra Mechimutz. She's the Ikra Mitzvahs. Shimur. So he says, basically, it seems like, that the first one, the Rambam says in the first food that we saw, where he's defining mitzvah shimur, that seems to be on the gavra, if you will. You have X level of care during the year for other things, and you need to have X times whatever, much more careful, super duper careful, ain't sad shel chimutz, no possibility, be super careful. That's the essential din of Shimur Matzah. However, he says that, and that's really on the person himself. But because the second din, Yesh Badin Bahachetza. Right, we're getting all the Brisker cliches in three lines. Yesh Badin Bahachetza, Shiyachul Ba, Shame, Shmeres Shame Matzah. You have to imbue it, infuse a certain kavana into the matzah, so that the object, and if you put on your, again, you and I would just look at the matzah, we didn't see it different. But if you put on your halacha glasses, the halachic isotope would be radioactive. You'd be able to see this isn't just a non-chametz piece of matzah. That's minimal. That's the first din. But more than that, this thing, it has the kavanos of being lishma. I don't know if that comes out as blue or yellow, you know, on the MRI machine or whatever, but it would come up as something. There's something in the object, in the matzah itself, which you've imbued through your kavanos. It has that status of it was done l'shem mishumeres l'shem matzah, as the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, when the Gemara is quoted, u'bal karcha dehavidin b'chevtza shiachabo mishumeres matzah. So it could be that whereas according to Rashi there's only one din, Maybe according to the Rambam, there's two different, but at least according to Rav Chaim, even the Rambam agrees with this idea of Lishma. It's not just the, Rashi, it is even the Rambam. So back to where we started, we may, unless we want to say that the guy who 18 minutes earlier hit the button, he did that one little thing, the button, and that's Lishma, right? I'm not saying it's impossible, and there are people who wanted to suggest that, but that's a big thing. It's 18 or over minutes of mechanical stuff going on, automated stuff, because I hit the button, I turned on the light, and I said Lishma then, maybe, but according to potentially we have an issue with both the Rashi and the Rambam. So let's take a look at the second part, the Minchas Chinuch, which is later on in the same section, and again, he's discussing something kind of lumdish, but it'll also get back to the issue of the Mishin Masa. V'hinei. Mikol ma shekasavti, mevuar, everything we've seen until now, ta'osa ma'isa kigon halosh, uchadome, when you're kneading the dough or the other processes, tzrichim shechavnu l'shem mitzvah. Sounds like, you know, according to Rashi, if not the Rambam, and now we've seen maybe the Rambam also, you need l'shma. But so then he says, this is a great quote. This is a classic quote. V'lo abayshon lomeid, he said. I'm not embarrassed to admit, v'lo evosh lomar, minolom d'chol rishonim dimzeh. How did they know this? What do you mean? He, the boy, shimur l'shma. Here's the breakthrough. This is going to relate to you said before. Here's the breakthrough, the Minchas Chinuch. We're going to run out of time. We'll do all this inside, so we'll just do the highlight, and I'll paraphrase it for you. The breakthrough is, because of Minchas Chinuch, B'shmartem, Shimor, all those words. Until now, we have been, maybe lazily, equating that with, when you do the kneading, that must be Lishma. Is it Tchina, Ktsira, Tochein, Lisha? Says the Minchas Chinuch. That's not actually what any Gemara or any Pasuk said. It says that the shimur, the guarding needs to be lishma. Not that the actions need to be lishma. And he says, all the other cases that we have, he gives the example of get, and other such things, in zvachim, in kachim, all the other things that we have where there's a capital lishma, there's a pasuk in the chumash that describes a certain action that's part of the mitzvah. In the get, it says, in devarim parchavdad, the kosavla. Okay, so because it says the kosavla in the Torah, then writing the get must be lishma. But there is no such pasuk in the Chumash about making matzah.
So the guy is watching it. So
oh, excellent! So here, skip down. You see it says Rak Mavuar? I don't know where how many lines I have that on the sheet. I'm not sure. But Rak Mavuar. Shashimur Tzarek Lashma. Imkana Iker Hu Hashimur. Afilu Lash Goy Ocher Shod V'Katan V'So Omer Al Gav Av Lashma. Lama Lo Mahaneh. I feel him. Even the person who's kneading is not having kavana. Came with Yisrael Shomer who mechavim l'shma. Maybe that should be sufficient. And that's basically the point that he eventually enunciated. And there were poskim who wanted to suggest, but this will conclude based on this latter part of Minchas Chinuch. If you want, take a look at it more. If you want, that the shimur has to be l'shma, and therefore even though the machine is doing the actions, but if the mashkiach is watching it the whole time. So then he is, it's not the machine. That was 18 minutes ago. I could have shimur the whole time. So if you rely on the Minchas Chinuch, that would be another way you could definitely rely l'chachila on the machine. Yeah, and it's very fascinating story because you see, you know, you don't always see so clearly the intersection between like what you might call a contemporary technology halacha topic and like a classic lamdusha factor. Like,